The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Everyone wants to know who is God. Built into us is an inescapable desire to know who made us and who made everything else, and what the purpose is for our existence. All men worship. Some know the God they worship. Others are just reaching for Him by worshiping a false god such as Allah or one of the millions of Hindu gods, or they exalt their own intellect or desires as God. But make no mistake about it, all worship. Jesus told the woman of Samaria, "Ye worship, ye know not what." She just worshiped a false god. So the question still rages today, who is God? The desire for eternity is in our hearts. Jesus boldly declared that He Himself was the Son of the Creator God, the Creator of all that is. When a blind man whom Jesus healed asked Him who the Son of God was, Jesus plainly stated, "It is He that talketh with thee," referring to Himself. The blind man then worshiped Him, and Jesus received that worship. Since the record of Jesus' life is in the Bible, if one wants to discredit His words, first they must discredit the Bible. But you can reasonably prove the truth of the biblical record with what is called the legal historical method. That is, the evidence of the record we do have is overwhelmingly in favor of the Bible being accurate. Consider one legal historical record. The number of New Testament manuscripts which still exist, along with the date when they were written, give overwhelming evidence that the Bible is true. For example, compare with the New Testament the Iliad by Homer. The Iliad has 643 manuscript copies in print today, and those copies date to within 400 years of the time when the original was penned. That's very impressive compared to other ancient literature. However, the New Testament has nearly 25,000 copies still found in the world's libraries, which were penned within 400 years of the original. No scholar doubts that Homer wrote the Iliad. Why would we doubt the New Testament record? Another legal historical record is that there were more than 500 people who said they saw Jesus after He was raised from the dead. 500 people told the same story over and over. The truth of what they told is verified by the fact there's never been found a first century writer who ever tried to prove that they were lying. Surely if there had been a hole in their story, some secular writer would have pointed it out. The Bible record is true. Add to that the commitment test, and the evidence is overwhelmingly in favor of the Bible being accurate. By commitment test, I mean how many people are willing to lay down their lives peaceably for their faith. Many Muslims have died for their faith, but most of them died fighting in a holy war, as they call it. While exact numbers cannot be known, I think the historical evidence is undeniable that the largest number of people who have peaceably laid down their lives for their faith would be Christians. How we die is the greatest evidence for our faith. Christians have always been willing to lay down their lives for Christ and His Word. And then there's the personal test. If you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord, you know that He's real and His Word is true. You can say with the Apostle Paul, "For I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." Is the question really who God is, or is it who wants to be God? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.